think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast, brought to you by redarmybet.com. No, not loads of timepieces, redarmybet.com.
Time warp pieces.
The betting site where your winnings go to you and whatever you lose goes back out into supporters groups, so all good stuff on that front. How are you doing, Mike?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah, thanks, how are you?
A lot of interest on the last podcast, actually, after your little escapade and story.
Oh, the incident outside number 57.
The incident around number 57. Yeah.
That's going to be the name of my autobiography, by the way. That.
Well, I even had the lawyer from the Football Supporters Federation text me to say, did he really do that?
Can they cover me for any more legal issues?
I think you've covered enough, like the whole street. What? Tell us about that little message you got the day after.
I got a message off someone off Tinder who must follow me on Twitter, and they'd seen that I'd retweeted the podcast, and they've obviously thought, well, he's a good looking lad, I'll have a listen to what he's got to say, you know, some thoughtful issues on what he's got to say about football. She listened to it and found out that I'd shat in the street and messaged me saying, did you shit in the street? And I said, well, yeah, it was sort of on my street, but it was a bit further down from my own house, you know. But
so when are you seeing her again?
Well, I don't think I will be.
I was sat at work and someone came up to me and went, do you know that lad who's shit in the street? I went, yeah, Mike. I went, fucking hell, he's got some balls, him. I went, yeah. But basically,
me as well.
You're famous, mate.
Yeah. Lil Dan, how are you?
Not bad, mate, yourself?
Yep. This morning you tweeted that you'd looked at yourself in the mirror and decided how cool you looked, yeah?
Fucking look cool.
Have you got chained somewhere on the way?
No comment. I look pretty fucking cool compared to normal.
He's got holes in his pants.
I've got, apart from the fact I've got some holes in my jeans, I saw before me crotch.
Right, two United stories this week. First one, injuries to one really key player and one player who's sort of divided opinion at United, but I want to focus on the Zlatan one. Possibly we've seen him for the last time in the United shirt. Thoughts?
I was a bit sceptical at first when he signed. Obviously he's got a good record wherever he's been, but yeah, he's done really well. I don't think anyone can dispute that. It does divide opinion. He has had games where he's not looked very good, but then he scored the goal that would be the winner. But yeah, I think that's probably the last time he'll put on the United shirt, but you can't fault him really. He's put a shift in for us, especially at his age as well. Yeah.
Do you think that'll be the last football season of him?
I,
I don't think he'll play again
going off that. If you look at his age as well, and he's not the most mobile, is he, or agile of players. I think he's done now, and it's a bit of a shame really, because if we do get to the Stockholm final, it would have been a good way to end your career and sort of go, you know what, I've achieved everything there is to achieve, and I'm back in my hometown where my statue is. I've just won the Europa League. Fucking hell, I'll bow out. But he's not going to get that chance anymore.
No, well, he is quite a fit guy, though, as well, for his age.
He's quite handsome, isn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd do a shift, to be fair. No, but he is quite fit, so whether he probably could bounce back from it, but 6 months out, or whatever it is, age, is there really any point?
I'm not one for hyperbole, but he's the greatest player I've ever seen.
What a great word.
Well, as a fully qualified surgeon, I think he'll be all right.
I'm postman.
Dearly me.
Woody,
you don't have a short of an opinion.
Zlatan, he scored some very important goals for United, but Thursday night was one of the first times I stood there and thought, should have turfed him off. Should have took him off because he was not adding nothing to us. He kept giving the ball away every time he got it. His shots were going left, right and centre. And I thought that was the only way he was going to come off. If he hadn't come off injured, I think we would have got knocked out.
Thoughts, Rick?
Just before I start, I owe you an apology about the last time I was on the podcast. I should have taken your advice and not gone drinking in Sunderland. Fucking hell, what a shit all that advice is.
Try and help a mate out.
But then,
mate,
to be honest,
we're playing away in 1976 today. You've got nothing to worry about.
I always wanted to see what the set of The Walking Dead was like. At least I've fulfilled that bucket list now. What was the question anyway?
Zlatan.
He's obviously
played his last game for us.
Yeah, I think he's been fantastic this season. I think he's done what he needed to do, which was be a stopgap for the year. And I was a bit worried that they were going to keep him on next year. And I'm kind of, obviously you don't wish injury on people, but now there's an excuse now to not keep him on next season. And we can get somebody younger and fitter in that place.
Yeah. Someone else who got a bad injury, Marcus Rojo, who's been probably United's best central defender this season. He's had a complete turnaround in the last sort of 6 months, from being somebody we wanted out of the club to now somebody who we probably can't afford to have out of the team. He'll be a bigger loss, I think.
Gutted about that. Been brilliant with Baye last couple of weeks. I really like them games against Chelsea that he had. Just a little nasty, you know, he was giving it all back to Costa. Just looking good now at United, but then lost him. Hopefully Jones is still around to know something.
But it's the partnership with Baye that's worked.
Yeah, they've been brilliant. Just the way they handled that Chelsea game at home, and even the one in the cup, after, you know, they were really unlucky at the back. You know, they only conceded the one, as opposed to the disaster that was the 4-0. So he's a massive loss. Yeah, I don't know. Is he going to be out for the rest of the season?
Sounds like it. If he's done his crew shit, he's fucked.
But the defence has never been the biggest problem this season. So hopefully we can just kick on and, you know, be alright at the back still.
Thoughts on the Rocco injury, because I think that's a massive loss for United.
I think I'm more concerned about him being out than Zlatan. He's one of the most improved players under Mourinho. He's solid at centre back. Obviously we're very short at centre back at the minute, with Jones and Smalling being out. It's a very bad injury, and I think we'll miss a lot, because when Blink came on the first night, I thought we fell apart. I thought our defence started to give away everything that come for Anderlecht. We created for it. It was bad defending. So very concerned about the Rocco injury.
I'm inclined to disagree partially, just because of the fact that at the start of the season it barely kicked a ball for United, and we still had a pretty good defence. But on the flip side, you know, we've got so many injuries at the back now, it is a bit of a concern.
Smalling's out as well, so at least he won't play.
Yeah, obviously Smalling being out is probably a good
thing. I'd rather have Zlatan on one leg in defence than fucking Smalling on two, to be perfectly honest with you. Obviously, the other thing that's come out this week, Celta Vigo was the draw that most people seemed to want from a trip point of view.
Except the United fans that are going.
Except those that are going, yeah. I don't think that's going to be as straightforward as people think it is.
Beat Barcelona and Real Madrid this year, so they've obviously got something about them, and you don't get to a semi-final of a European competition if there's nothing about you. So,
are you a home first, away second person, or would you prefer it the way it's come out?
I think that if you can get a good result away, first and then coming back having the second leg at home, it's a big advantage. I mean, obviously the away goals rule, if you go to extra time it can bite you in the arse, but on the flip side of that, if you've got an extra 30 minutes at home rather than away, so I don't know, it all works out pretty evenly, doesn't it, at the end of the day.
Yeah. So you're saying pretty much that's what helped us out the other night.
Yeah I mean, if you can't fucking beat Celtic Vigo over two legs, you know, do you deserve to be in a final anyway? You know, we should be looking to beat all three of those teams that are in that competition anyway.
So are you planning to go over? You tend to go to every Euro?
No, I'm skint. Pretty much. I think we wanted.
What happens when you go to the Ukraine and Russia?
Well, we wanted them in the. When we looked at the fixtures last round, we wanted Celtic Vigo, just somewhere different. You know, we probably won't really get a chance to go there again. Belgium is always a good chance to go there again, but like northwest Spain or whatever, not that many chances. So.
Did you go Kazakhstan?
Is that when you got battered in Rostov?
Yeah, nice one.
Is that when you got catfished?
You were tindering before you met your bird. You were tindering, and you fucking ended up getting your head kicked in.
Overseas tindering is dangerous territory, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was nothing to do with that. To
you
be fair,
you wake up in a toilet cubicle with a black eye and a sore arm.
I still to this day don't know what happened, and I wouldn't like to say what happened, but I think it was all to do with the neat vodka that went on before it. I'm sure Ben and Mark will testify for that, though.
Yeah, they will. You reckon Tinder's dangerous at home?
It's a really, really dangerous game.
You can't even have a shit in the street without getting caught on Tinder, can you? I'm going to grab a couple of lads who also do your away trips. Thoughts on the draw?
I'm really chuffed about it. I think it's probably the toughest out of the three, to be fair. And you know, from a football perspective, I'd rather have Ajax or something like that.
Southern Leon?
Yeah, I think so. I really do.
It's a new place, though, isn't it? It's a new place.
Yeah, exactly. But for a place to go, fantastic. All booked up, ready to go, aren't we? So.
Yeah, it's just difficult to get to, and so you got to do the day trip, and it's like, it's a great place, though. But you know what? It would be great if we win it, and I think Rooney, I'm now thinking about, but I used to think Michael Owen would have one last hurrah, but I think this is it. Rooney's coming back today, he'll score in the semi, he'll score in the final, and then it'll be farewell.
What have you been drinking since 9 o'clock this morning?
Spice. Rooney, I think Rooney's back.
You think?
Yeah.
For the career he's had at United, there's a big moment left. I hate to see him go out the way he's going out. So
would you wank yourself silly if he did?
I'd wank everyone on it. What's silly if he fucking scored the winner in Stockholm?
I hope he doesn't score.
I think it's a small price to pay personally for seeing a trophy. Jay, you made the now infamous trip with us to Anderlecht on the party boat, which was brilliant. How did you feel about Celta Vigo?
It's a shame it's a bit long to go to on the ferry, but you know, day trip will suffice, won't it? You've always got Sweden on the ferry, haven't we, Steve?
I've tried looking at possible boat options, but none of them appear to be, you know, I mean, 14 hours was enough. I did the write-up for the mag for it last night, and I was absolutely disgusted with myself by the time I got to the end.
What was 14 hours of Miller like?
The same as one. So yeah, not just no different really. It's just like, it's a bit like watching Only Fools and Horses on UK Gold. It's just there, just keeps coming. Same thing, but one after the other.
I think for me, the moment in Brussels when we sat there in this restaurant, he's having a steak and stuff. Next minute, Greeny turns up, that's when you realise your day was going to go different.
Having a nice T-bone steak, a nice relaxing afternoon. All right, Greeny, how are you, mate?
Well, as we know, Greeny had to fly because last time he was on that ferry, he threatened to kill the ship's officer. So he was going to.
Got touched up by a pedo in Brussels,
did he?
Oh, it was very weird.
Big Phil, how are you?
Not bad.
When did you first start going to United? What year?
Oh, fucking
Don Revy on the bench.
It must have been 63 or something like that, regular.
Okay, so you must, going away to Burnley for a lot of United fans is a relatively new thing. You must have obviously gone when, back in the old days, yeah?
Do you remember any? Back in the old days.
Did they have any decent sides?
Well, they had a decent side and we were shite because they always used to beat us.
So, any memories from Burnley days gone by? Any sort of big games you can remember? Or?
No, not really. Just getting pissed in the pub. The biggest thing that always got me, I went to Burnley the first time, I looked at the main stand and there were fucking slates on the roof, and I thought, I'm at a football ground, not an house.
Have you got any memories from Leeds away?
It's not enough time on the podcast for that one.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Phil. That went really well, I thought. Right, in terms of try and get myself out of the stomach. Today's game, you bothered about the outcome of it?
Well, up until that win against Chelsea, everyone had written it off. But then suddenly you look at it and you think, well, hang on, they've done a job against Chelsea. They could possibly do a job against City, Arsenal, Spurs. Where we'll fall down is games like today, playing the dross again. I don't know. Let's see what happens today. It depends if he's gonna replace Ibrahimovic with. If it's going to be Rooney, then I think we're going to have the same old against these teams. But I'd go with all the kids up front. And
the thing is with today, Burnley are good at home. They've got all their points for survival. They've got them from home, and they always score in the last 10 minutes of the game. 80 minutes onwards, if we're up on 80 minutes, I'm going. Because it's guaranteed they'll fucking score, and if I go on 80 minutes, I know that I can just go, yeah, we won, and not have to worry about.
Phil, what sort of side would you be putting out here today? Obviously, they've got this sort of predicament of fourth or not on Europa League to sort of try and concentrate on now. Do you think United have still got a chance of that, or?
I don't know, sides-wise, I'm a big fan of coleslaw and that. maybe some chips. I don't come for the football, mate. I don't understand it.
I know, but it's a football podcast, and I've got to ask the odd football fucking question.
I think we should sign Messi.
Yeah, good insight.
Well, we've got a couple of league games this week now. You know, why not? You know, it's Manchester United. We should be pushing to win the Europa League and to finish top four at least. You know, it's
Manchester United hasn't lost in the league since October.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't see why we can't go to Burnley, put a strong side up, fucking win. I don't see what the problem is with pushing forward. It's I mean, yeah, they've got a decent home record, but they're not going on an away game all season, so they're not a great side. They've been on the slide the last few weeks. You know, we should be going there to win. End of story.
They are very, very good at home.
But United are good away.
Because they beat the Scouts.
That's a draw then, isn't it?
You just fucking shot me there, so we'll go for a 1-0.
Oh yeah, alright, they beat Liverpool there. They held Chelsea to a draw.
There's a weird part of me that sort of almost wants, in that we're going to that period, wouldn't we, that where we're going to have Celta Vigo away, then Arsenal away, then Celta Vigo at home, then Tottenham away, and then Southampton away in the space of what, 13 days?
Yeah, it's not easy, but I did say to you in Anderlecht, I think they'll win it and get top four. I still do think it, and obviously
I just assumed that you were leathered when you said.
I was livid, yeah.
Mean it?
I do mean it, yeah. I do genuinely think the Chelsea result was, when the team come out, I was a bit like everybody else. I was furious. I thought I was fuming. I thought that was that. But looking back at it, I will eat a question someone with two European Cups. But I do think they'll win today, and then they've got to win today, because then it takes you into this City game knowing if you beat them, you're above them. And the game in hand's a game in hand, but they've got to win that game in hand. So I generally do think they'll sneak a 2-1 today. We're going to City. Play the same team he played against Chelsea. Get at City. Because if you get at City, they're there. They're not as good as people think. Take them on and we'll beat them.
So you're going 2-1 United?
Today.
Let's go up.
Let's say 1-0 United.
2-1 United.
Big Phil, give me a score for tonight.
I'm going for 3-1 United.
Sammy's Big Phil, mate. 3-1.
1-0.
4-0.
2
United.
Phil, what are you going to have for your tea?
Score draw.
2-1 United.
1-1.
1-1. I'm going to knit a sneaky 2-1. I'll talk to you later, Blackie. Right, cheers for listening. We'll be back after the match. Sure, might have been an own goal. Either way, it was mostly a really good.
good day for United. Not the best performance of the season, but certainly one of the most professional, most disciplined, and without too much drama, although Burnley were a pretty game. They're a decent side, and they're well managed, and they play decent football, so that's a really decent result for United. Players are just wandering over to us, with the manager at the front, which everybody likes to see. And as you can see and hear, lots of happy United fans, not only buzzing about the result, but the prospects of a European final on the horizon. A couple of players taking shirts off, looks like they might be coming our way. Very prolonged, a bit of applause from the supporters and the players actually. Maybe conscious that the other night they didn't do themselves any favours at the away game in Anderlecht. But it's one of them grounds where you actually walk across the pitch and past the whole end. A bit like Fulham, so you've got no real choice really. Herrera's shirt's gone into the crowd, Eric Bailly's just on his way out. There's loads of grown men actually now scrapping over it. Never mind. Right, we're going to make our way out of this rickety old stadium, wooden seats and stuff. Try and get a bit of opinion from, there shouldn't be too many Hammond people because it's only 26 miles away, but a lot of people I know were in the pub from 9 a.m, so you never know what it might look like. Lewis, thoughts on that game, mate? It was alright, wasn't it?
Yeah, easy 3 points really. I would have liked to see us going for the third and fourth in the second half, but 3 points in it, really.
You couldn't help but think that we needed another.
Yeah, I don't know. But to be honest, I thought it was going to be like Middlesbrough with cruising and then we fucking conceded at that goal.
But yeah, Burnley had a lot of good chances, but they didn't do anything with them, did they?
Yeah, a lot of long balls, really. That's where I thought they would have scored, like giving away daft fouls at the end, but 3 points, easy there. Yeah.
Right, Dave.
On the blue club.
Hello. I know, you're going on Thursday night.
Nah, not got a ticket.
Anyone catch your eye performance-wise?
Not really, no, I thought we played well as a team. Had Marshall scored, I'd like to see it, like.
Do we know if it's a Rooney goal yet or an own goal?
I think it's Rooney. Just give it him anyway. Give it him. Deserves it anyway, Rooney.
Yeah,
great playoff for United. The stick he gets is a joke, I think. I mean, he made a mistake, but fucking hell, he's our leading goal scorer.
And he can't win though, can he?
No, he can't. I think,
as I keep telling people,
I think he would have scored a lot more if Lacking had sacrificed himself for the good team playing left wing midfield.
Well, listen, if he'd been from Longside or Salford, it'd be a different story.
You know, I mean, just because he's a Scouser.
Exactly that.
Scouser is one of five leagues and the rest.
Convenient, innit?
Yeah.
I thought he put a shift in.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's good, still a good player.
Of course he is.
Not as good as he was when he was young, but that happens to every player. Scores, gigs.
I'm nowhere near as good at my job, and I've been doing that for 29 years, so. I think it catches us all up in the end. Right, I'll see you in a bit, mate. Alright. I can see Blackie, but I'll save him for later. We're actually just outside the ground now. There's massive police presence, which won't be a surprise really, because these sort of hillbilly Lancashire places do tend to get a bit moody over the slightest little thing, so. Lovely day actually, it's absolute, there's not a cloud in the sky, and yet they've still managed to somehow make it completely freezing. How are you, mate? You alright? Right. Oh, where is everyone? Not the greatest allocations today, but a lot of people were struggling for tickets, but as is often the case, they ended up in the hands of the people that go home and away, pretty much across the whole season. Just outside our coach now, so we'll go grab a few lads who are walking past here. Hiya, mate. All right, Dave, come here, you. Thoughts on the match?
Professional performance, wasn't it?
I actually use that word.
Yeah. Professional performance, especially after we went extra time on Thursday night. That's the result we wanted. If we beat it, we're in top four, it'd be all right.
Good to get a game won in the first half for the change, wasn't it?
Just relax. Every away game, we're top, right? But if we can translate our away form to the home games, we'll be all right. And next season, we'll walk in next season.
Oh, hiya, Ryan. You all right, mate? Yeah, good to see you, pal.
So I reckon we're walking next season.
You're lucky enough to have a derby ticket.
No, I've not got one.
We'll be pissed on it.
I've got a yellow Chelsea ticket from this season, so I might use that to like as a disguise or something, so we'll be alright.
Good luck with that one.
Right, nice one, Steve.
See you in a bit, mate. Take care. Woody?
Yeah. Fairly professional performance, I thought.
You know, you're the third person to use that word. Anyone think we'd scripted this shit?
Just get through it and get into Thursday now and go for it with City.
Yeah.
Didn't look good, Pogba going off. Always on Berlin. So, we'll see.
Good fun, that.
Yeah,
really
it?
Good fun. Yeah. Really enjoyed myself there. Not shit, yeah, but...
I'm sure you will. The word, yeah. Hi, Rick.
What about you?
You enjoyed that?
Yeah, played well, didn't they?
I thought so.
Yeah, merely professional performance, that's it. For once.
You're the fourth person now to use the word professional.
It is, what it is.
But we missed that for ages, haven't we? Who caught your eye from a performance point of view? Because I thought it was a couple of players who did well.
To be honest, I thought they all were the midfield for me. I thought, I'm not his biggest fan, I thought Fellaini had a good game, I thought Herrera was good, and I thought Pogba was good. And I think Baez. Fucking Mitt Bailey, or by however you pronounce his name, I think he's just brilliant at the minute.
I thought Lind had a good game.
Yeah, he was for first half. He struggled a bit against that grey. Turned him a couple of times. He's quite sharp, isn't he? But Blint's clever though, isn't he? Because he knows what his limitations are, so he don't dive in or anything like that. And he gives him a yard. And they're defending as a team, aren't they? You know, going so well. Let's get a clean sheet.
You remember the last time we scored a box to box goal like that?
No,
brilliant, wasn't it?
I can't remember last time I seen Martial run like that as well. Well, I think giving him a bit of responsibility today, playing through the middle, it's what they needed, isn't it?
Do we know if that's Rooney's goal or not?
Don't know, sorry again at half time, might have been going right, but it matter, does it? But the thing with Rooney is he's got a part to play, it's 10 games to go, whatever it is. And
well, even if you hate him, you're going to have to like him for a few months, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but in the day, he's an absolute club legend, isn't he? And when you need a goal, he pops up with one, doesn't he? Whether he scored it or it takes a deflection, it doesn't matter, does it? It's a goal, it's 1-0 up, that's what you need.
What do you think the side's going to look like on Thursday night?
I don't know, I mean, I'm hoping that Pogba was just feeling his hamstring and it hadn't gone there. I mean, Valencia's going to come back in, isn't he? And I think Carrick will come back in.
Sure.
I don't know about Shaw. I'd like Shaw to play, but I think he might play Darmian because I think he trusts Darmian a bit more.
He's actually had a decent couple of games.
He's not done anything wrong, has he, to be fair? And then further up the pitch, Rashford's going to play, isn't he? But who do they leave out? I don't know. I don't think Rooney will play. I think Rooney will be on the bench, won't he?
Yeah.
On Thursday.
All right, guys.
But no, I mean, you know, they put some pressure on him for once, haven't they? The only point behind now. Got a tough run in, but you know what happens from here. Mourinho's a fucking master at coming grinding out results at this stage of the season, isn't he?
What's your view on the fact that that running's really tough on paper, but they're the kind of games that United do?
Yeah, I mean, I say you look over the season, the games we drop points, it's at home to Burnley and teams like that. So if you had a running like that, you'd be counting your chickens, and you know what I mean? It's who knows? I mean, you know, away at Arsenal, tough game on paper, but it's one of them games you always fancy us to go and score a goal at. And at the minute, we're defending all right, aren't we? Yeah. You know, Tottenham's going to be a really tough game, but by that point, they might be out. They might not have a chance of winning the league. Yeah. You know, you don't know, do you, by then? So,
Promotion up and down is looking quite good for
Brilliant,
bus reasons,
isn't
it? Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a bit of a shame about Leeds falling off, but you know, the two that are definitely coming up, you got to be happy with. A new ground in Brighton. Are you still having the weekend at your friend's down there, are you? No, you're not sure, are you?
You got me confused with someone else, actually.
Newcastle's always a decent allocation, isn't it? And then,
in the playoffs.
Fulham, Sheffield Wednesday would be good, though. Huddersfield would be good. Don't want Reading. Nobody wants Reading, do they?
No, imagine that ale trail if we get Huddersfield.
Yeah, exactly. That's been absolutely
there. Oh, hi, Ollie. So have you thrown any more statues down hotel staircases yet? Come here, yeah. Tell me what happened.
I got in.
This is Anderlecht.
I was a bit too pissed, and there was a big bronze Buddha at the top of the stairs, so I went for that for some comfort.
You went to hug a statue,
and it fell down the stairs, and we ran off laughing. It was all good.
Have you sorted Spain out yet?
I've got day trip.
Day trip. See you on it. I had to grab him. He threw a fucking statue down the staircase. Hey, mate, all right.
That seems to happen in numerous countries and hotels.
He's an absolute bomb scare, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, and the teams were losing. Nobody's going to miss Sunderland and Middlesbrough, are they? And then probably Swansea, I thought, after that. So, yeah, I reckon that's a good exchange.
Yeah. All right, I'll catch you on the bus in a minute. Oh, yeah, Martin.
All right, Steve. All right, son. Yeah, I thought I'd come and find you, mate. You know what it's like, don't you?
I do.
All right, Kev. Take care, son.
See you later,
mate. Give us a bit, give us a bell anytime, yeah.
Hiya, pal. All right, buddy.
Hey, come here. This might be a good thing for you, right? You know, we stand this podcast, right?
Right.
Now, me and you used to sit behind each other. I used to sit in front of you and stuff for then until everything happened at Marseille and we had to move places. But you're still there, mate, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I have a little thing with Steve, right?
I see Steve.
I have a little thingy on this. United through and through, all the way from fucking Darlington, but forever and ever, United, aren't you?
That's a long haul.
Yeah, well, what are you doing it?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I'll say something, Steve, now, right? You know this lad?
I've been doing it once. I lived in London for 3 years and I did the 200 miles every week to Old Trafford.
Well, we do it all every fucking game.
I'm quite lucky, right? I live 15 minutes from the ground, but this lad here, right, is there every day, every week when United play.
What are you doing?
Right? And when I met this fella in the Stretford End, he sat behind me when we had when Ardeen and Callum were like young kids and all that. This fella looks after
him. When you got beat up in Rome.
And when he got beat up in Rome, this
I got the kids. I saw the two kids in the ground.
Yeah, I remember.
So I said, wait, where you at? Where's your dad? Oh, he's been beat up. I said, well, come here with me, because there were only young kids weren't there?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Especially Callum. Callum was only this big.
Yeah.
And I said, Kit, come here with me. Then he come out with a fucking
bandage on his head,
like help yourself bandage, and he was going to me, Kev, have you seen the kids? I said, they're here with us.
Yeah, fair play to you there, Kev.
It's a brutal trip. I know, quick one because I've got to go because of as our atmosphere correspondent, good sing song today.
Well, it was, yeah, but can I just say something, right, Kev? See you later,
Kev,
pal.
Take easy,
can
mate,
I just say something, right, Steve? It does my head in, right? I had the opportunity, right, to have four hospitality on there Thursday night. So I took me two lads and one of the girlfriends, right? And it goes back to, you know, that I keep on saying this song that United started off with, you only sing when you're winning. We need United supporters. We need United supporters to get behind the team when we're getting beat, when we're drawing. Obviously, when we're winning, everyone's going to be at it. But we need all the United lads, all the United lads to get behind the team when we're not winning. And you'd be very surprised how much difference it makes to the team.
Yep.
If you can always remember when you were a kid playing football, running down the wing, your dad shouting at you. You played better when your dad shouted at you. You didn't play any good if no one shouted at you. Always remember, anyway, I've got to go now, Steve. Thanks very much for this.
See you Thursday night.
Well, I'll see you Thursday night.
All right.
Remember.
Are we going for a pint before?
Well, I probably won't, mate, because I have to keep a low profile around there. After the last time we played that. No, I might go after if we win, but I'll have to come up Mount Road, up Hyde Road, park the car probably, and then sneak in and sneak out. But always remember, I'll be there.
All right.
See you, Steve. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, yeah.
Right, describe it.
Very professional. do you want that?
I think I'm being had off here.
Yeah. Yeah, we were told to say that.
I thought we'd get beat today.
No, it was always a bit easier than we thought because the players that we put on were fresh.
It's a tough place to come
on. It is, but they're fresh, aren't they? And they want to do well because they want to keep the place. So actually, that side is good enough. It's like an old Fergie. It was exactly like the old Fergie days where they came out with a sort of a semi-reserve side, all right, some of it's due to injury, and went out and just won it. Won it in the first half. Could mess around. Shame to see Pogba just pull a little muscle at the end.
Yeah.
But
But
it was good. I mean, it's always. It's just strange coming to a place like this up in the hills, isn't it? In the hills of virtually Yorkshire.
Here we go.
You've not seen the pictures of me.
This is where I'm going to hover over the pause.
Have you not seen the pictures of me and Sam on Sky?
No.
Fucking hell.
I'll come and grab you in a minute.
No, it's just it was pleasing, wasn't it? It was pleasing because it was just so easy. We didn't have to like. We've got all those games coming up. We don't want to spend too much energy. You don't want to get any more injuries.
Who caught your eye performance-wise?
Certainly not their man of the match.
Who was that?
Robbie Brady. Baye was outstanding, wasn't he?
Yeah, Rick's had that.
Yeah, he had an incredible game. But Pogba was superb. You know, gives him a bit more space, doesn't it? When he has.
I think the fact that he went on the bench and didn't go down the tunnel suggests that he might be all right.
I don't know. When he was walking past us though at the end, he was stretching his leg. So,
you know.
But he's done some mileage on that pitch all season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's done well. So, but yeah, we don't have to. I mean, these aren't in danger of going down, so we'll have to come back here again. Unless we come back for Father's Day, because you know there's got something on Father's Day.
I did see that. Yeah,
you bring sort of like Father's Day, you can bring
Uncle,
someone here.
Uncle
yeah,
Rob, you could
be probably a paternity test. You get it free.
Can I draw your attention to that flag over there?
I'm just not sure what it's about.
Well, it's the most Brexit thing I've probably ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
They've actually got a Spitfire. They've got the RAF logo on it.
I think Bandit Nana designed that for him.
It's quite an incredible. I will tweet. I'll take a picture.
Is it for sale? Is it actually for sale?
It's absolutely incredible, really.
Yeah, it's a surprise. But, it's just good to get that out of the way now, isn't it? So we're going to the derby on Thursday. Let's just see what happens, won't we?
So your method of getting in the ground this Thursday at the council house will be what?
Through someone I used to know who will take me in through to the execs, and I'll keep my mouth shut as best I can.
Of course you will. Like he'll ever keep his mouth shut. All right, mate. Yeah, right. Shut up, you knobhead. Right. Thoughts on the game?
Professional.
Right, you lot of I'm being set up here. Everybody's saying that it was an amazingly professional performance. Dan, sorry I was rude to you there.
No, it's all right, mate. You know, I thought we'd drop points today, but fair play to the lads. Fair play to the lads who performed. But didn't get on TV like me and Sam, did they? Hey, me and Sam, top reds.
Yeah? Well, which TV channel?
Sky.
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Pogba's out for the derby.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Of course he will. Well, he didn't go down the tunnel, did he, Eric? Your front cover star of the next magazine.
Hey, you see, the curse has been reversed.
The curse has been reversed. Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, he did all right today, didn't he?
Just on the curse of the United, who do you think is the biggest curse you've ever put on?
Probably Danny Welbeck. We sold him the next week, I think.
He didn't have another shot on target, did he? Ever.
That was it. Fucks off to Arsenal. So if you want rid of anyone, just give us a shout.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah. Sam?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, you've just been to watch a game of football, and I was going to ask you what you thought.
It was a good performance, wasn't it? I don't think Burnley are great shakes, to be honest. I know they've.
There's worse teams than them in the league.
Yeah, not many, though, is there? I mean, they've done alright at home, but they've not won away all season, so they're not a great side. We've done the job, we've got the 3 points. On to the derby now.
Should be good. Right, cheers, gents. Woody, you've already given me your very, very professional view. I'm going to have the last word to the best voice on the bus.
No, superb today. Fat boy had a good game before he goes. No, just I got the score wrong. It should have been 3-1, not 2-0. No, just United all over now.
Yeah, won it in the first half, which was nice for the change. No stress.
Yeah. Nice and relaxed at half time. Down for a beer.
Yeah.
I'm back up again. Just singing. Jump. What?
Great for an ale, Burnley, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
There's a few ground there. Well, I'm going to tweet a picture of it. There's a few grounds that are now starting to cotton on to this sort of sticking up something.
Blackburn did it, didn't he? Blackburn did it in the cup.
Yeah. But I've always maintained that when I sell fanzines, I get grief from away fans for the fact that there's nowhere for them to drink. We sort of experience the same thing. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good away. Do you know what? Eric Bailly showed that he's probably the best defender this season. I know he's been superb. Daley Blint, Woody hates him, but he was class today.
I thought he was class.
Andre Gray didn't get an absolute kick off him. He was brilliant.
Fellaini as well.
And
Fellaini played really, really well today.
Ryan Roberts will be furious, but Fellaini was brilliant today.
I think I've said it. I can't remember which one I said it on, but when you get a game where everybody at 7 out of 10, you're more than likely going to win that game, and that's happened a few times.
Especially that team. It's the best in the league if they boot at 7 out of 10. The problem is we've had too many who've dropped it, but that was super.
The away points this season, something like
26. We've had 26 points out of last 30.
Yeah.
Away points.
We've got our most points away from home this season.
And we're 1 point behind City, and we go there next.
crazy.
That's weird. We talk football.
Thanks for jinxing it.
We're a point behind City.
Anyway.
And 3 points behind Liverpool with a game in hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck me.
Yeah,
I know it's all ifs and buts.
Just John CB, I don't want to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm going to wrap it up. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast brought to you by redarmybet.com.
Yeah, there'll be more.
We're on our way back to Manchester now. We should get back in a decent time. Plenty of time to maybe have a drink. Go home, watch the El Clasico perhaps. But that's us done now until Thursday night. I'll be back on Thursday with the podcast from before and after the game against City. And then at the weekend, we've got the new fanzine out. New fanzine's got some cracking stuff in it. Of probable note more than anything else is the rare opportunity to interview somebody who has played for both Manchester United and Liverpool. We've got an interview with Paul Ince and it's no holds barred, so that's absolutely well worth a read. You lot can handle spice. Anyway, that's the mag out this weekend. Loads of good stuff in there, but as I said, great interview with Paul Ince, which I think you'll enjoy. Certainly provoke a bit of opinion, amongst other things, in the fanzine. And that will be out. It's 12 o'clock kickoff, I think, of the weekend, so we'll be on the street from 9 a.m. selling that. And then we'll have a podcast with the sellers after that. But until then, hope you've enjoyed today, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.